Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are continuing our ongoing coverage of the 2025 municipal elections by talking to a candidate for Helper City Mayor, incumbent Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Aiden.
And you know, it's always exciting when election season rolls around, especially as we are rapidly approaching that final date of November 4th. But to start us off in our conversation today, what made you decide to run for re-election?
You know, it was a question, and it's a fair question, but the reality is we haven't finished all of the good work that we've started. Namely, I'd like to see some progress as it relates to the grid. We have some river restoration rehabilitation to do because of the Bear wildfire, road maintenance, cemetery expansion. The list just sort of goes on, and I'd love to finish some things before I exit.
Now, as you are aware, being the mayor requires you to manage the needs of several departments across the city. If reelected, how would you approach managing the unique needs and wants from each of these departments?
Well, I'm so fortunate to have a great council who works with their departments and surfaces the needs that they have and, you know, the issues that they might be experiencing with tools or equipment and what have you. So I really feel like it's a collective situation where we work together and then we just have to prioritize, because that's what you have to do. What's most important to benefit the citizens of Helper?
Now, throughout the Castle Country, Helper is unique in terms of the wide range of nonprofits and charity groups who operate within the city. How would you balance the wants and needs of these groups towards their advancement of their goals while also maintaining the interest of Helper citizens?
Sure. So in that case, we're so honored to have so many nonprofits in our midst, and they tend to focus on different things. You know, the Helper Project focuses on scholarship. You have the Friends of Helper who focused on the All Access Park. So I'm trying to make sure they're complementary and not competing. And the city is just really looking to do support for those things, those projects, be it in kind or what have you, so that they can fulfill their needs and objectives.
Now, at the top of the interview, you kind of mentioned some of the things that you have going on currently in Helper. But as you look over the potential next 4 years, if you are reelected, what are some of the goals that you've set for yourself and the city?
One big one is to really get the electrical grid through an analysis so that we can build a phased-in plan to upgrade with the out-of-date transformers, the poles, et cetera. The next thing is looking at affordable housing. So we have some plots the city owns. We have an outstanding grant for that. And then maturing the USU Eastern baseball and softball relationships and really building a collegiate arena that people can come and enjoy, both locals and guests.
Now, as we talk about these goals, you and I have talked before about the city running in a weak mayor, strong council setup to provide those checks and balances. How would you work with the council to help advance these goals if you are reelected?
You know, it's all to me about vision setting, and that if we're all agreeing on the vision of where we're going, that we want affordable housing, that we need to perform road maintenance, it becomes that much easier to collaborate and prioritize and budget according to those issues. So again, it's about being communicative with council, hearing their positions, and then, you know, collectively coming together to build the next step forward.
Now, Mayor Peterman, my last question for you today is, why should the citizens of Helper you in this upcoming election?
You know, I hope my words, my actions, the work that I've done on behalf of Helper to date, I think it speaks volumes of who I am and what the possibilities are. And I would really be honored to have, you know, your vote, anyone's vote in this upcoming election.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman discussing her bid for re-election in this 2025 municipal election cycle. For more candidate interviews and for more information, you can visit CastleCountryRadio.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.